the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
The people that go on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Regular yeah. Joes.
Right.
America's yeah. ugliest people.
They're just like us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's how we get how we get the poor genes out of the life cycle.
Yeah. It's like they plucked everybody right out of my high school math class.
It's crazy.
So they'll be vying, 29 contestants vying for Katie Thurston's heart in season 17, which premieres in early June.
Katie Thurston. She should go by Thurston. Catherine.
Yeah.
Thurston. Yeah.
Thurston.
That's too fancy for Katie.
Mm. Well, they have their jobs listed on there. So, some of them have jobs, some of them don't.
Oh, hey guys, I just looked it up. Katie Thurston's pretty.
Oh, is that right?
She is. What's she doing on The Bachelorette?
Or I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, she's, you know, it turns out she's okay looking.
Tyler Cameron, the runner-up on season 15, admitted that he straight up lied on his Bachelorette application, inflating his salary by $100,000 because, in his words, why not?
Sure.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
You're playing a game.
Why not?
Okay, so you've got Andrew, who's 26. It says professional football player. From Vienna, Austria.
Like football?
Okay, it must be. I mean, if he's Austrian. So, yeah. Okay. But, you know, professional, when it comes to sports, though, can mean a lot of things.
Yeah. Connor's 28, and he's a former baseball player from California. So your profession is former.
Okay, and also former baseball player. You could have played in high school.
I'm a former baseball player.
I mean, technically, I'm a former baseball player.
Yeah.
I played one season in third grade.
Now, Marty's 25, profession, dancer. He's from Nevada.
Okay.
So, stripper.
Okay. For sure. All right. He's rad.
Good body, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a sweet high top fade, too.
Mm-hmm.
Carl is 34. He's a motivation speaker and a success coach.
That's
a guy who can't motivate and is not successful.
Yeah, Carls aren't that.
No.
Carls don't do that. That's a lie.
No.
Okay, let's get to the weird
Carls ones. Spend their lives being benign.
Those ones are, you know, whatever. A bit nebulous. The next two are weird. Cody is 27. Profession, zipper sales manager.
Yep. I'm sorry, a zipper sales manager?
That can't be real.
Now, this one, like, okay, there's obviously zipper sales have to take place. And someone's got to manage.
Somebody's got to, you know, I mean, when you're working for YKK, sometimes you got to call on Levi's and say, you still, like, cool with our zippers?
You still like attaching your pants together at the top where penis comes out?
Yeah, you guys going to go full on with these button fly ideas you got for a while, or are you going to stick with the zippers?
See, that's why other companies need managers. YKK, they don't need managers. They're the go-to. But if you're a zipper upstart.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're tech zipper.
Yeah, if you're that, then you need to hustle.
Like if you're like the Bombas of zippers.
Also, when I don't see YKK on a zipper, I know it's crap.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
Is your zipper on your North Face there, YKK?
I sincerely doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt if they would give credit.
They are.
Oh,
certainly is.
Somebody wrote, every bachelorette who puts her heart on the line on this show and engages in the grueling process of being away from their work for 6 weeks to try to find everlasting love with someone they met only briefly while porking as many as 25 other men.
Yeah.
Hopes for three magical words at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Zipper sales manager.
Yep. I'm the zipper sales manager's wife.
They call me Zipper King.
Now, Kelly, you're not single, but if you were, would you be more interested in zipper sales manager or Jeff, who's 31, winning smile, big dimples, long hair,
bit of a
bad boy, profession, surgical skin salesman?
Ooh.
Surgical skin salesman.
What?
Well, here's the thing. If my zipper broke, I got somebody who could do that, a surgical skin salesman. Is that, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, what exactly is surgical skin?
He goes to plastic surgery offices, picks up the bits they don't need anymore, and sells them secondhand.
Yeah, I want that.
Yes.
You're going for that one?
Yeah, I'm going to go for that one, because anybody in medical sales makes a bunch of money.
Guy's got a sack of...
That is definitely true.
Used labia he's walking around with.
Yeah. Awesome. God, fry those up, put them on a salad.
Wow, I never thought about eating a vaginoplasty. You're nasty.
It's not
nasty
like,
for plasty.
It's not like the women on the last version of The Bachelorette didn't have strange jobs as well. On the previous round, Kelsey was a professional clothier.
Oh, okay.
So she works made the point in the article. People. If you add the IER to something, anything sounds good.
She works at a boutique. That's those are.
Yeah,
what,
she just sells clothes to play.
Clothier, unemployedier, masturbatier.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one of them?
Could do it.
Mm-hmm. That's my side job.
Clothier.
I feel like you have to say it in like a masturbatiel.
It is better that way.
Masturbatiel.
McKenna, fashion blogger.
Probably McKenna. Mike McKenna?
It's M-Y.
McKenna.
McKenna.
Yeah.
McKenna.
Yeah. She might pronounce it McKenna.
She might.
Kids do things that are weird now.
She's like 30.
She's like 30, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right, that's a kid to me. I'm old, so are you.
I can tell the difference. Because if you saw her photo, you'd be like, she's hot, I want to bang her. And you referred to her as a kid doing a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird double line to cross there.
Strange.
Yeah. Well, I still call women girls, though, too. I mean, it's, you know, it's okay.
They love that. Avon Lee is a cattle rancher.
That seems legit.
Yeah,
I've heard of cattle rancher before. Okay, she's a horse girl.
Yeah.
All right, that can be kind of hot.
Might be.
Yeah, I mean, not all horse girls look great in tight jeans, but some do.
Yeah, she like cowboy boots and
I bet on The Bachelor, pickup trucks. Though, I bet she does. I bet she looks like she's in a Luke Combs video.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they wear like riding boots, then yeah, you're never going to get any.
They're going to make you work for it.
Yeah, yeah that's probably true.
I didn't realize that.
It's true. Huh. And we've talked about it plenty of times, which means it's 100% fact.
Yeah, that
is horse
yeah.
written into
yeah.
law.
If when they're on a horse, they wear flannel, that's a good sign. But if they do anything that's like called dressage, that's going to be a tougher nut to crack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want a horse girl that wears a helmet and a sport coat?
No, not necessarily, but you're going to work is going to be cut out. But that's one that also has money. That's not a poor man's sport.
She's going to be as stingy with that money as she is with her nether.
All the money goes to the horse.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to eventually be required to get up at 5 a.m. to brush the horse. Blech.
Yeah, like, got this all figured out.
Why don't you marry me?
Yeah, we're basically experts when it comes to horses.
Kelly, is there an equivalent for dudes? Because, I mean, we've figured out this horse girl stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an equivalent that all women know about men? There may not be. I'm putting you on the spot.
Like a biker or something.
I think men who wear chubbies.
Chubbies? What?
Chubbies, those really short shorts.
Yeah.
You automatically know they're a frat bro that you probably don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
Chubby boys.
Is that something like boys are chubby boys, but if they're chubby boys who like these certain types of chubbies, or
just the short, bright chubbies that say, guess what? I'm president of my frat. I'm like, okay.
So are those the
prosecutor's going to play that drink. Clip of you when they're trying to talk about you being at a school too long?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out, because horse girl, the horse is the same, but the girls are different based on various other outside factors.
Based on what they have the horse do.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Like, my aunt has a horse farm, but she's strong. She's like a strong horse woman. Like that, she works hard. She's not a slut horse.
That's a
horse
new
girl.
Category.
I know, right?
Strong horse woman, not a slut horse girl.
So yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, okay. So she's evolved.
Trashy and poor, but not loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, that's the worst of all worlds.
That's not.
Wait a minute.
At all.
Animal Farm Rachel is in the booth in there, shaking her head like, "Yeah, preach, Kelly."
Yeah, basically. Yeah, for real. She's strong.
Yeah.
Kelly's know her aunt.
Kelly's got the deets.
You don't have to. All I have to tell you is that she runs her own horse farm. She takes care of horses.
It does.
Makes her strong.
Immediately present a different image than...
Yeah. She's also a former veterinarian, so...
Does she breed them?
No, she doesn't.
Mm, okay.
She used to, but no, she does not now.
Okay, well, you're never going to live up to that. Huh?
Well, no. Yeah, no way. No, but chubby boys... It's like if all of us went to the beach together and y'all put on chubbies to be funny, then you're the funny chubby boy. But the fratty chubby boy, no. Cover
just
your
rich
drinks.
And entitled.
Cover
gonna
your
roof
drinks.
You?
Yeah.
There's
I'm
no
very
chance
off
that...
put by the term chubby boy.
I know
yeah,
I don't know
be.
What it is.
They're
it's
scary.
Just it hurts my ears.
Yeah.
It's...
Now I'm used to it. I hear it every day.
Yeah, car guys are the worst.
Wait, what? Car guys are the equivalent of horse girls.
Because, I could see that. There you go.
Listen, sometimes there are cool horse girls, and the horse girls who are cool, I respect them. I have friends who are horse girls, and they're not cringy. They're great. Yeah. And then there are car guys. Car guys can be cool if they're, you know, they're laid back, whatever. They can be just as fine. But most car guys that I have ever met are annoying. They think they know everything. They talk down to me, and they think I'm ignorant. Car guys are the worst. And I'll stand, or gamer boys. I hate them too.
Yeah, let's get on gamer boys.
No, go back to describing hot wings to a T.
Sorry, hot wings.
That
car
really
guys
is.
Are just annoying. Yeah. I've met too many car guys who are like, you don't know anything about your car? How do you change your oil? It's like, I don't want to take a pop quiz about how to take care of my own car. I just want to get a beer, and you're talking to me like I know what the heck my Nissan does all the time.
I need to know where you're hanging out so I can never go there.
Yeah, that even just off put me. I don't think I've ever said you don't know how to change your oil.
The amount
that
of
means
guys
you have,
I've had do that to me, they're like, you don't know how to check your hood. No. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing ever.
No, I would only say that when it's something like, but you've never put gas in your own car? Like that.
Who thinks it sounds like something Hot Wings would say to someone? But you don't even know how to change your own oil?
Well, it does sound
outraged.
Like something I could say. I agree with that. But that is not something I have ever said.
But it's also, that's your proclamation makes me think it is something you said. Yeah. Some person,
no, because I don't change
say,
my own.
I've never done that.
I don't change my own oil. Yeah. So
do you remember how you reacted when you found out Joe had never really seen a shooting star?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same sort of condescension, I think, is what Rachel's talking about. It's the same. It comes from the same, supplier, like a generic drug and the real name brand one.
Real car guy thing to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yep.
God, we are the worst.
You are.
Honestly,
you're right.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Most of the things that I've been involved with, I also think have the worst people. Crew cab pickup drivers are the worst.
Serial killers.
Satanists. Well, those are the worst. Yeah, I mean, those are generally, those really are actually the worst. Those are right below crew cab pickup drivers.
And then what's wrong with people?
Especially if it's a diesel crew cab.
What's wrong with crew cab pickup drivers?
Full-size crew cab pickup drivers are the most likely to try to run bicyclists off the road and just be giant a-holes. I mean, it's just it's a fact.
You're being a real judgy car guy right now.
And I have owned I've owned a couple full-size crew cab pickups. I like big vehicles, but I even recognize that most of the people who drive them are douchebags.
This text, car guys are super douchebags. However, car girls, so hot.
Agreed.
There's a difference.
Agreed.
You mean the girls in the posters next to the car, or do you mean like the ones I see in the lawn chairs next to the car guy in parking lots?
I think what that person means is an attractive girl who's into cars is really hot. Like an attractive person who's into anything makes them attractive in that field.
Do they still make posters with a girl and a car on them? Because I feel like every one of my friends had one of those where it was like, oh,
I mean, I'm
look
sure
at that
they
Lamborghini.
Probably
and there's a girl
do,
next to it.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I mean,
it's not like some. I mean, we might be.
15-year-olds still think girls in bikinis are hot and they like cars. So I'm sure they make posters that have those.
And follow up. Do you think anyone has ever touched themselves to while looking at one of those posters?
Yes.
And
I didn't even see the girl.
I'm pretty sure Cindy was right.
I mean, it probably happens less now because of the internet, but you know, those of us who were pre-internet and didn't have such easy access to porn, you could get away with having like a hot bikini chick like Heather Thomas on a Lamborghini.
Mom, Spencer's just got the new set of posters then with all the Lamborghinis and the hot girls.
Oh, my God. I was so jealous of Todd Smalley in like 7th grade because he had an older brother that
so
they
hard right now.
They shared a, he had an older brother that they shared a room, and on the back of their door, they got a Samantha Fox poster. God dang, man, I was so jealous of that poster.
If she could be on a Buick Grand National, it'd be like banging out a threesome in my room.
Oh my God, yeah.
I would really scratching the paint in that picture.
That always does present me with a conundrum.
Nothing gets me softer.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.